Good morning.
Good morning.
Reverend Richard Snyder from Northport, constituent of Scott Story's jail. Not technically, but I'm the chair of the Restorative Justice Project of the Mid-Coast. And there we have about 60 trained mentors working with people to divert from jail or reentry program. Over the past several years, we've been working closely both in Waldo and now in Knox County with a major reentry program. It's been highly successful. The recidivism rate has been reduced by less than half, by more than half in the 2.5 years that we've been doing this. The point I would like to reinforce, following on the previous presentation, is just to keep in mind one aspect as you move ahead with this wonderfully crafted new proposal. The reason for the success in Waldo County and now in Knox County with the Restorative Justice Project is the infusion of so many community members who are participating in trying to care for and reduce the recidivism and assist in the rehabilitation of people who've committed offenses and been sentenced to jail. If people are moved around the state like commodities, this will have a directly negative impact on the ability of communities to care for and support the people who are currently in jail and transitioning out, because they will all be coming out. And we've been working with people who are subject to substance abuse and mental health problems. We've been dealing with tough issues with people who've been in and out of jail 5, 6, 7, and 8 times. So we know what it takes, and we found that by having teams of mentors working in some cases for over 2 years with people, that it provides substantial assistance to them. So I simply want to caution that as plans are made for this movement forward, that you be careful about using the U.S. corporate model, which is to say we can move anything anywhere and we take no account of the consequences of that. In moving people out of the community, it makes it very difficult for their families to participate in their life in any way. Distances become great because most of these people who are in jail are out of poverty conditions. And for families to get there is very, very difficult. Also, the ability of these volunteer mentors, 60 of them trained now, to get to distant places becomes problematic. So I simply want to put that before you, and since I've never been a commissioner, a representative, or a senator, I'm just a lowly minister, I would like to offer one thing, and that is you said that the devil is in the details, and if I can help with that, I'd be glad to.
Thank you, Reverend. We'll call you on that. Are there questions for Reverend Snyder? Thank you very much. Others would make any comments?
Yes,
sir.